join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight focused on the arts here in Long Beach. And our first guest is Brian Stanton, who is a cast member in ICT's forthcoming production of Around the World in 80 Days. Brian, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Art.
It's an exciting show, an exciting season for ICT. Everyone remembers the movie Around the World in 80 Days, and this has been adapted for the stage with...
Yes, by Mark Brown.
And you are playing a whole bunch of different characters.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing about the stage version is the movie has all these cameos, and that's the exciting thing. But the stage, there's five of us.
And there are 39 characters plus.
Playing 39 plus characters. I myself play 10, 11 characters. And another Mark Gagliardi, a brilliant character actor who everybody will love, plays 18 characters.
And you have to do a lot of changes in costume.
Yes.
Changes in character, change in your mind.
The play is nonstop, Art. If you're not acting in a scene, you're running backstage, putting on another costume. We're going to have dressers helping us.
Yeah.
Or you're setting up for another scene. You may be moving a set piece over here to create India.
So timing and comedy and changes is all part of the mix.
Oh, yeah. It's like I said, it's just nonstop. But it's good, fun. You know, that's the challenge. It's a fun, welcome challenge.
Well, we all remember the classic movie, and it takes you on a trip around the world with comedy.
Journey around the world with comedy.
Now, you can you do a British character.
Yes, I play Detective Fix, and Detective Fix believes that Phileas Fogg, who is traveling around the world, is a ruse. He is a bank robber who robbed £55,000 from the Bank of England, and I will capture him.
There you go. And Southerners are in there, too.
Southern. Yes, I play U.S. conductor. Now, the bridge at Medicine Bowl, the iron wires that hold up the bridge are broken, and we can't risk the passage because the weight of the train, the bridge just won't hold.
And no show would be complete with some Indian friends.
Yes, well, we will go to Bombay and then take the train over to Calcutta. And Calcutta, the train is no longer going on.
How does one assimilate so many different dialects? I guess you have to listen and look in life.
Yeah, that is. In everyday life, I've just always had an ear to catch those things. And it's the rhythm, too, the rhythm of the way people speak that really helps out with the dialect work.
Now, you've been in other shows before with ICT.
Oh, I love going back to ICT. This is my fifth show at ICT. I started out with Charlie's Aunt.
Yes.
And then went on to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, I saw that. I saw you in that.
Which is a crazy farce as well.
Yeah.
Did Mark Twain's Is He Dead? And then Bright Ideas was the last one that I did about 3 years ago. It's a great environment to work.
Well, Shasheen Desai and now, of course, Karen Desai have done marvelous work and put us really on the map as a very professional company and city for theater.
You know what's so wonderful about what they do, and now Karen has taken the lead, is they surround themselves not only by talented, smart people, but by good people. Yeah. You know, you enjoy being with everybody, and that really helps with the creative.
Well, their passion for their work is abundantly apparent. And, of course, Shasheen, being Indian himself, would say something like, what?
Little theater is when we do it. Do you know what I'm saying to you? He always says, do you know what I'm saying? Theater, the actor, are the real storytellers in the world. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's him. Now, you also have a one-man show called Blank.
And when I was 23, my mother gave me my birth certificate, and on my namespace is Blank.
Wow.
So my play is entitled, it's titled Blank, and it's me trying to fill in that blank about who I am.
And this is a one-person show in front of, to me, it's amazing to hold an audience for an hour, 2 hours, and it's just you.
That's the challenge, yes.
It's just you.
Yes, it's me telling that story that was a very poignant journey in my life, an internal search. You know, I'm in this crazy around the world
play right now, which is an external journey, and then my solo show is an internal journey.
And you are a professional comic too.
A little bit. I do a lot of comedic theater, and I always get cast in physical roles. You know, the physical comedy. It's always come very easily to me.
I've asked this before, but what is the secret of comedy?
You need to ask me again so they can hear the question. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is the secret of timing? Comedy.
You got timing.
Timing. Yeah. Well, we're very excited to have you back in Long Beach at ICT. The show opens on Friday, January 25th. It's the opening of ICT's 28th season. We'll put the website and telephone number up at the end of the segment. And if you want to see this young man act not just in one, two, or three, but how many roles?
10, 11 roles.
10 or 11 roles with different accents, together with other talented cast members, support ICT and your local theater here, right here in Long Beach. We have a minute left, Brian. I'm going to give it to you to say in whatever accent you want, whatever you want to say.
Well, I'll just say, listen, we live in such serious times these days, right? The fiscal cliff and school shootings. Let's escape. Treat yourself to a fun, silly night of theater and come see Around the World in 80 days. You will have an absolute blast. And anybody can see it. Children, adults alike. Everybody can be a kid again, because this play is really a celebration of the imagination.
Wonderful. Brian, thanks for joining us. Thank you, and we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.